Let's go.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 8.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says privately he did tell Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop trying to interfere with our elections. He tells CBS News he holds Putin personally responsible.
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
Vladimir Putin tells a group of diplomats today his summit with President Trump was a success. With some Democrats calling for its abolishment, the House passes a resolution expressing support for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency.
Despite the rhetoric being pushed by the left, the American people support Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Louisiana Republican Clay Higgins' resolution passed 244-35. More than 100 Democrats voted present, calling the vote a political distraction.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Fox News. We report. You decide.
You found a morning radio program filled with icons of entertainment, like Greg Budell.
Louie, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Jay Scott.
Yeah! Hey, good luck!
Emily Hayes.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Bailey, the born up dog.
And Rich Thomas.
Come out and take it, you dirty rat, or I'll give it to you through the door.
So get ready for something iconic.
How about you tell it to all the boys?
It's three men and a lady.
Here we go again.
And welcome to the third and final hour of Three Men and a Lady. We're going to make this conundrum. I'm going to reserve it like spinach. My name is Greg Budell. Studio filled with talent like...
Hey, Scott.
Jay Scott. Emily Hayes.
Yay!
And, of course, the... Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
I'm just looking at the new satellite picture from the GOES 16 satellite, and I can see that this area of sunshine we have covering much of southeast Alabama is about to be overtaken by clouds. That big cluster of storms over there in west Alabama will soon make things mostly cloudy. So we'll call this limited sunshine today. Still, though, I think the high temperature could reach the low 90s. It just takes a few breaks of sun here and there. Scattered to numerous showers and storms along a stalled frontal system between Montgomery and, let's say, Greenville. That's where the front is stalled right now, especially this afternoon and this evening hours. That's when the storms will be most numerous. Mid-70s for a low tonight. Very humid in the overnight hours. Tomorrow, a routine summer day with a good bit of sun. Only spotty, widely scattered storms. Many towns staying dry. Mid-90s perhaps tomorrow. Heat index near 105. Then things get a little more complicated. Late Friday night and into the wee hours of Saturday morning, a complex of storms enters Alabama and heads southeastward. That could make a... That could make a lot of racket and also issue. There could be a few severe thunderstorm warnings as well. We'll be watching this cluster of storms beginning in the wee hours of Saturday morning. Some of the storms could be severe. And then on Sunday, look for the storms to thin out, maybe like a 30% chance of afternoon storms. Right now this morning with a few clouds around, calm winds, temperature is 70, I've got a new temperature, 77 at 8:05.
Thanks, Rich. We're going to head down to the traffic dungeon when we come back. The most electrifying story of this morning. Could affect you.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still working that accident on Highway 14 at Robinson Hill Road. That's between Wetumpka and Tallahassee. So be very careful over that way. They are still having some backup problems over there. A head-on collision a little bit earlier. So that may be there a while. Also over in Wetumpka, Highway 111 from Highway 14 all the way up to the bridge at Lake Jordan. That's all slowed down from road construction. And we also have some backed up traffic on 85 southbound. That's going to be from Chantilly Parkway about halfway up to Taylor Road. Some very backed up traffic in there. And also a little bit of the rush hour stuff from North Boulevard down toward the interchange on 65 southbound. Cedric Hall has been selling cars in Montgomery for almost 20 years. Cedric is now at Reinhardt Toyota, selling the number one car in America. That's at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
the Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
This story is significant because it could literally affect 100% of our listening audience. Now, people who dislike chocolate are rare.
Okay.
Right? But I don't know.
They're kind of rare. I meet a lot of people who hate chocolate.
What? Well, you hang out with some weird people then.
Oh, I said I don't meet a lot of people who hate chocolate. No, I think it's kind of rare. Yeah.
It is rare. Nothing wrong with being rare. Makes you more interesting.
It's nice that when you're older, you're rare. Because when I was younger, I was just weird.
Well,
doesn't mean you're not weird, but
so we know we have evidence that there are people that don't like chocolate, but everybody loves bacon. And now comes a story that eating too much bacon could make you go insane.
Oh my God!
Bring on crazy.
Yeah, that's what I say. Let's listen to Jim Gaffigan explain why we love bacon so much.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah! Yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold.
All right, so it's incredibly popular, but now a study out of Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore says eating too much of bacon and other cured meats could help us develop mania.
No.
The definition of mania is a heightened mood, energy, and...
I was going to say, what kind of mania?
Arousal?
Mm. Arousal.
WrestleMania?
No. It can happen to people with bipolar disorder or who are schizophrenic. They studied 1,100 hospital cases, found that people who were admitted with mania were 3.5 times more likely to have eaten a disproportionate amount of cured meat. So you can either choose to be happy and eat bacon and stay out of the nut house, or gorge yourself and go in. That's pretty much the way the story reads to me.
These studies, like for instance, I saw one the other day about coffee again.
Yeah.
You know, coffee's either bad or good, bad or good, bad or good. This one says you live a long life and a long, healthy life if you drink coffee. But then the next study comes out and says coffee's going to kill you. It's got carcinogens and...
Exactly. And we've watched this. They've reversed on some in the 80s for whatever reason. Eggs became, don't eat eggs.
Too much cholesterol.
Cholesterol will kill you. You'll get a heart attack, you know.
Now they say good cholesterol.
Yes. Right. So, and like 10, 15 years later... And I feel sorry. I pay attention to none of this stuff. But I feel sorry for the people who did without eggs for 15 years thinking, this is the right path for a long life.
Right.
And denied themselves, like those eggs I served you guys today.
Ooh. Don't eat fish. Fish is bad. Nope, fish is good now.
Fish is good now, right?
Yeah. Only certain fish, only certain eggs. Cook your eggs this way. Don't cook them this
shellfish
way.
Shellfish is not good for you. Shellfish is good for you. Shellfish, you know.
I don't know. Just, you know. Eat what you like.
Yeah.
Isn't it all about moderation?
I think that is the most important word in life. Yeah. I think you can do anything if you can do it. Unfortunately for me, once you've become an alcoholic drinker, you can't throw it in reverse and go back to moderate.
Just say a little bit here.
Just
a beer here.
Before you know it, you're, you got your legs wrapped around a half a gallon of Rossi wine and you're watching. You're sitting there in bed and somebody says,
Carlo.
Bleh.
Moderation coming from the guy who hoards the Cadbury cream eggs every season at Easter.
Jay, don't you have something to fix?
Don't worry. I do the same. It's not... I'm not...
No, I...
I'm with you on it.
Let me just say one thing about the Cadbury eggs. Not last year, not this past Easter, but the Easter before, after Easter was over, I had listeners tell me locations, right, and I had about 300.
Did you?
Cadbury eggs, and those lasted me almost a full year.
That's so gross.
You were hoarding them?
You know what's fun is when you cut the Cadbury egg in half?
Nope.
And you
don't make that face!
You tongue the tip of your tongue into the scoop. you plunge your tongue into the middle of the egg and go a little...
Gross.
Scoop out the Cadbury egg yolk.
Gross.
Random snacks.
Did you know?
So anyway, Arch, I'll be with you in just 1 second. By the way, thank you, Mr. Electric, for bringing us that fascinating story about bacon and insanity. You don't want to go overboard because...
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho.
Now, if you want to go insane, food outlet costs plus 10% on bacon. Kaneka Bacon... $4.98 for a pound. You're having it tomorrow, boys and girls.
That's insane.
You're having that for breakfast tomorrow. Not only served on your plates, but broken up into your omelets.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a bacon festival. So if this show gets really crazy tomorrow, that'll be the reason why. Mr. Electric wants you to know that you can purchase a Generac automatic standby generator. And everybody wants one of those when... When there's a storm and the power goes out, and you don't know
much too late.
Yeah, it's a little bit late at that point. Smart folks, get ahead. Call Mr. Electric at 269-8886 and ask about a Generac automatic standby generator and get, this is this week and next, a 7-year extended warranty at no additional charge. That is a $600 value. And we take it for granted, and then when it goes out, like you did at our house, for whatever reason, wasn't rain, wasn't weather-related. Mm-hmm. Last Saturday night, your first thought is, Kim Jong-un's hacked our grid system. We're going to be without electricity for months. We're dead. Fortunately, it generally pops back on, but if we have another Opal situation here or something like that, you can be without power for days. Yeah, then you wish you had one of these Generac automatic standby generators, and Mr. Electric can make it happen for you. So call him for information or a free estimate on having a standby generator installed in your home. 269-8886 for Mr. Electric, MrElectric.com for the most electrifying stories of the day. Hard Shell, good morning to you.
Good morning, gang. How are all of you?
Hey.
I want to preface this by saying, you know, this is not scientific. It's a very small sample size. But I just took an impromptu poll, and 8 of the 10 voices in my head say they don't care that bacon might affect our schizophrenia.
Good. I have a feeling that this is one of those study results that's going to go in one ear of many people and right out the other.
I could not agree more.
Well, we appreciate your input on it, my friend. Thank you. Let's say good morning to James.
Hey, as y'all throw out those first pitches, I just wanted to remind y'all that there was a guy that threw out a first pitch and he got signed to a contract.
That's my ticket. I want to throw out a pitch and...
Oh, my God, it's the best thing we've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like a Disney movie.
Can you start tonight? Get her in uniform.
Yeah, his name was Percival. Y'all might remember him, a relief pitcher.
Troy Percival?
Yeah. He threw a first pitch. He had already retired, and they thought it was washed up, and they threw it 95 miles an hour, and they signed him to a contract. One of the Florida teams did, and he pitched for a couple more years after that.
I think that was Tampa that did that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Interesting.
So if Emily's not here Monday, we wish you luck in your new biscuit career.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Will James, you remember us?
Emily? Here's a call at random. Where this is.
Well, I remember you.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Terry with the T as in Tom.
Oh, hey, Terry with the T as in Tom.
Hi, yeah. I have a comment, or at least I'd like to know what somebody's favorite type of bacon is, or brand of bacon. You know?
Cooked?
What kind of bacon?
What were you serving
the brand
me?
That you like the most, yeah.
What were you serving me?
You were doing the Kaneka bacon, right?
Is that what it was?
Last week it was Ziegler.
Oh, it was so good, whatever it was.
Yeah, it's very similar to Connecticut's. Thick cut, though. Get the thick. Because like Jim Gaffigan says, when you take the regular bacon and cook it, you go from a piece this big to a bookmark.
To a bookmark, yeah, exactly.
And
so a piece of fat with the meat on it, huh?
So center cut.
It didn't specifically state a type of bacon, but just any cured meat in general. But obviously bacon outranks all the other cured meats in popularity.
Yep.
All right. Just curious. Thank you.
We appreciate the call. In fact, we'll probably rub some bacon on it here. I think that would be a good thing to do, don't you?
Sure.
Good. They're really agreed.
I think I did a random fact once about why there's a window on the bacon package.
You did.
And I can't remember what the reasoning was.
Aren't you supposed to put the...
It's for peeping bacon pervert.
the leanest side? Is that right? Or am I right about that? Or is that on meat? You're supposed to put the leanest side? I think,
you know, I could ask the food outlet butcher when I'm there Sunday. Yeah. I think that's true. Yeah. I think you are correct on that.
Okay.
And you're Rich Thomas. I'm going to argue with you.
That and $5 would get you something at Starbucks.
All right, now I want to have faith that this audience will work for a gift card to Seafood Bistro. Okay. To whet their appetites, how about used to give us a little insight on what they can enjoy at Seafood Bistro?
Well, I got my plans changed yesterday, and I was unable to go there for lunch, so I've got to go today.
What are you going to have?
The mood I'm in right now, I probably need gumbo.
A bowl?
A vat.
A vat.
Just going to dive in it like Scrooge McDuck.
Just IV right into my veins. She likes the gumbo. I like the red beans and rice. You know why? Because there's sausage in red beans and rice.
Yeah. Mm.
Love my sausage. So
make you go insane.
Please, somebody isolate that. Love my sausage.
That's part of the house specialties. There's Jess's red beans and rice, and there's Paul's Cajun-ish gumbo. There's also shrimp and grits, and then there's the NOLA-style barbecue shrimp that they offer as well.
Yeah, we both had that.
Yeah, and I want to tell you, those are
massive, giant
shrimp.
Yeah.
That they put in that barbecue shrimp. It is massive. So you're going to get, and that's the thing with Seafood Bistro. They don't know, we talk about moderation. They don't know what that is. They don't know the definition of portion control. You're going to get a whole lot of food for what you pay for there at the Seafood Bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, and you can call them at 279-7500. They're open up today and every day at 11. They're on the waiter app. You can call in and pick up your order if you'd like to do that as well. You can go to the website at theseafoodbistro.com and put in your order there also. Don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook, because you'll get heads up about things. That's where they talk about some of the wines that they have available now at Seafood Bistro for you. And also on their Instagram shows off a lot of that food as well. So check out the Seafood Bistro for lunch today.
All right, here's how you win that gift card. This is the conundrum. 1 in 4 people say the last time they felt panic was because of this happening. So think about it. Think about the last time you started to get panicky about something, what caused it? And then call us and tell us at 272-9228.
Run out of bacon?
I like that. That's a great starter guess. Unfortunately, that is not it. But very good. It's not like a natural disaster, hurricane, tornado.
No.
It's something that can happen to almost any of us at any time. But 1 in 4 say, this is the last time I panicked. What caused it? 272-9228. 272-9228. Call. Or you're going to get that. I mean it. We will go into news and views until this one is solved.
Don't make him take his belt off.
That's right.
He'll make you go pick a switch.
We'll be right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Democrat John Knight was not alone in having his primary voting record show incorrectly that he voted in the Republican primary. Knight and almost 24 other people discovered their primary party selection was changed, and now the Secretary of State's office is investigating. The Salvation Army thrift store on Atlanta Highway is closed right now after a tractor trailer backed into it, leaving a hole in the wall. The store is closed indefinitely, but they are accepting donations at the Maxwell Boulevard warehouse. And you can help students in Autauga County start the school year on the right foot by stuffing a school bus. The Autauga Education Foundation kicked off the event's third year. Donations can be made Friday at the Prattville Chamber and Saturday at the Prattville Walmart. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Perhaps I've said too much.
Look at this. I'm here with the Keebler Elves.
Why don't we just take a break?
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit FormalOutings.com.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Continue to use caution on Highway 14 around Robinson Hill Road between Wetumpka and Tallahassee. There is an accident there a little bit earlier. They had some lanes shut down. Traffic is beginning to move through there now, but it's still very, very slow. Also, watch out on 85 southbound from Chantilly Parkway down to about Taylor Road. There's some backed up traffic in that area as well. All the rest of your major roadways looking fairly decent. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training, and you have the desire, so make it happen. At Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I really think it's time for us to do something.
What? Time to wake up.
What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
If I gotta be awake, he gotta be awake. I am warning you, there is a monster inside of me, and you don't want to wake him up.
He's so grumpy.
It's too early to be disappointed.
Wrong.
You know, I think you keep getting funnier every day.
What's going on here?
It's showtime.
Hey, Cooter came up with the name of the piano tuner. It's Graham Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he still lives in Alabama. Piano service, tune, and repair. We have got to get him in. You will love him.
And you'll see his Volkswagen on Abbey Road, in the front of Abbey Road?
It's parked, if you look at the album straight on, it's on the left side facing the camera.
Oh, cool.
It is so amazing. Clint.
Yes, sir.
You want to take a guess on this conundrum?
Yes, sir. I would say my guess is a missing family member.
I like that. I'll tell you. When you go to the store with your kid, and they disappear in a moment, that is a panic moment. Definitely. Good guess. Yep. Just not the winner. Thanks. Nathan.
I'm going to say I misplaced your phone.
Misplaced the phone? Okay.
Misplaced the phone is not the winner, but the best guess so far.
All right, thanks.
It's a very good guess.
It is an excellent guess. Yeah, you're certainly in the ballpark. You're just not sitting in the right section. That makes no sense whatsoever. Let's go. Oh, Mom Nut wants to try. Sure.
Hey, how you?
I am.
I didn't hear that. What she said. What was her answer?
What was whose answer?
The previous people?
Well, the guy that came in pretty close said he misplaced your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going with keys.
Misplaced keys?
Yeah.
That kid, look, I've had that happen. And
it's the worst when you're running late for work, too.
Yes, exactly.
It's usually when you're always running late for work.
You know, or, yeah, your cat just wants to sit on top of it.
Someday when I have more confidence...
Because
I will tell you a story about misplacing something that's even better than that.
I eliminated that problem. I wrapped my keys in bacon.
Very good. Then you can send the pets over.
I just put my nose to the test.
There you go.
Thank you, Mom Nut. We appreciate the call. Lisa.
Hey, Greg, is that you?
Yes.
Yep.
Hey, honey, I say it's even though all your papers are in order,
Getting pulled over by the police.
Last time you panicked?
Oh, I panic all the time. The police are bad.
You know what?
Bye bye, y'all.
Thanks. That was something I took special time when Show was learning how to drive was to, because I know he's a caring kid and he's very sensitive, and I said just. Take a deep breath. Almost everybody. Do you know anybody that hasn't been pulled over by the police ever?
Yeah.
It's going to happen at some point, and oftentimes it's for no big deal. It's just because they noticed your turn signal was out or.
Bailey got pulled over.
Who did?
Bailey.
As she snores.
Bailey got pulled over by the.
Going too fast in school zone.
Well, if there's food at the other end of the line, she could be 15, I'm sure. All right, next up is Eric. What do you think? What is the 1 in 4 people say this is the last time they felt a sense of panic?
Last time I was panicked, I was going up to the grocery line to the checkout, and I didn't have my wallet.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Especially after you go through the painstaking process of filling your buggy with everything you need.
Right.
And then you reach and your butt's flat.
Yeah. You go pat yourself and...
Yeah. The familiar lump isn't there and then you know you... You know how... There is a way around that and this does work. I have a credit card number memorized.
Yeah.
I could go online and order something right now and I have... The 16-digit number, the expiration date, and the 3-digit code. Okay. So if that happened to me, they can digitally.
I've got to pay.
Yeah, thing. I've got Apple Pay on my phone.
Apple Pay. So and I forget about it.
But what if you forgot your phone?
No. But usually you'll either have your wallet or your phone, and then.
What if you forget your pants?
Then you go to jail.
Greg segment.
Where it's even worse.
Y'all have a good day. I love you,
thanks.
Too.
Appreciate Thank you. Appreciate the call. Here is Andy.
He just said wallet, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
So this is the last thing. Now, the best guess was the guy who said what?
Said
couldn't find his phone.
Couldn't find his phone. But it's that was on the avenue, the correct avenue.
Yes. It's.
Well, then let's say... phone's not charged.
All right, let's try that one on the side. Last time, 1 in 4 people panicked. Phone wasn't charged.
That's it.
Way to go, Andy. That's how you take a hint and win. So you've got a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
And I'll add one more. When you look down, there's no bars on your...
No
signal at all.
Yeah.
You feel like you're lost in the wilderness.
Yeah. Look, when the lights went out the other night... What you know at that moment is you have maybe an hour and a half on the computer.
Right.
And whatever is on the phone. And after that, then what?
Then, yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to talk to Mr. Electro about one of those Generacs. I think that would be a good idea.
I just pulled it up. I'm looking at it, too.
Andy, hold on. Jay is going to get some information from you, and we're going to send you to the Seafood Bistro with a gift card.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, Morning Maroon nominees. We're going to talk to Randy. Let Randy Burkhalter help us judge those, because I need to ask him if it's too late to replant all of my tomatoes. Oh, I mentioned this, too. This belongs in the breaking news category.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
You know, remember when you go to the store and there were like four different types of potato chips, barbecue, regular, cheddar cheese. I love the cheddar cheese ruffles.
Salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar.
And then there's like thin and crispy, and then there's ones with ridges, and then there's, you know.
Who had ridges?
Kettle. Ruffles. Ruffles has ridges.
But Lay's is always introducing new flavors. And they even invite consumers to participate. And these are the eight that they're going to be introducing this year.
Okay.
Emily, you might like this one. Cajun spice.
That
could be interesting.
That might work.
Because, you know, Zapps. I think Zapps are the best potato chips, and they've got flavors like that, like the Cajun.
So, let me make a quick correction. These are going to be introduced in certain regional areas.
Oh.
Cajun spice will be in Louisiana.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In Texas, they're going to distribute potato chips flavored like chili con queso.
That might work.
In Maryland, crab spice.
I don't know.
Fried pickles with ranch.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
That
would work.
Curse word.
Where's
disgusting.
That going to be?
State fairs everywhere. I think that'll be available on a universal basis. Number four was Thai sweet chili.
That sounds good.
Pacific Northwest will get that one. Here in the South, look for it at Food Outlet. Pimento
Velveeta?
Cheese.
Oh, I said Velveeta.
Velveeta.
Pimento cheese. That could
pimento?
Be interesting.
It's Velveeta with a pimento in it.
Yeah.
Right? Pimento cheese could be interesting. Yeah. There, we went to a restaurant in Atlanta last weekend, and one of the appetizer options was it's basically a fried pimento cheese ball, like the size of a hush puppy, like a mid-sized hush puppy. And the dipping sauce for it was their house pepper jelly.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
I don't like pepper jelly, though.
No, pepper jelly is really good. It was...
Chocolate jelly. You don't like chocolate?
Shut up with the chocolate.
Our next state treasurer, when he was ad commissioner, John McMillan brought in that... what's that crap that grows wild out everywhere?
Kudzu.
Kudzu. Brought in some kudzu jelly.
Kudzu jelly, yeah.
You're kidding.
I've never had that.
No, that was...
I don't know.
I tasted it. Wasn't something I felt inclined to taste again.
Pepper jellies,
you put
cream
cheese on a peanut butter and
Ritz
jelly sandwich.
Cracker. Yeah.
In New England states, New Hampshire, where...
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah. Lobster roll chips.
No.
That's a little much.
And then in Chicago...
Chicago.
Deep dish pizza flavored chips.
Now, pizza flavored would work. In fact, there's something out.
That doesn't
seem
adventurous enough.
Yeah. I would rather have a pizza than a pizza.
Yeah, right.
You're going to have something that's pizza flavored, like a snack, and you're not actually eating pizza. The combos. You know, the combos with the little pretzel shell or the little bread shell.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that's what I thought about.
The pepperoni pizza ones.
That's what I thought about.
Those are so good, man. Yeah. I always forget about those. And. And then, like, the last time I had some, my friend Chassie and I were on a road trip, and she had a big bag of them.
Chassie.
And she's one of the bridesmaids in my wedding. And
no jokes.
Do I look like I'm going to tell a joke?
She's the one that came up with the term gumptuals. Instead of nuptials, the gumptuals.
I like that. She sounds clever.
She's very smart.
With the classy Chassie.
You know what? Let's step outside. I'll beat you up. It's one of my best friends for, like, 15 years.
I wasn't being mean.
Too late anyway.
The sassy lassie with the classy jassy.
If you're going to beat him up, do it in here.
That's for LaDonna.
Get on the air.
Well, again, thank you, LaDonna, for gathering and keeping everybody in such good spirits at Bomb Hours last night for our weekly gathering.
Oh.
All right, our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up next. It's 8:35. Remember, whenever there's an occasion, whether it's one that's marked on the calendar, you gave the Christmas. Today's the 200th day of the year. So that means it's 158 days till Christmas, right?
158. Exactly right.
Did that in my head, you see.
You're amazing.
It's not too early to talk to Brian Jewelry about something that you can take the time to have created, have it paid for, and ready to go when Christmas does roll around. And you know what? I can tell you this from experience. When that big gift on your list is taken care of ahead of time, you are going to enjoy the holidays that much more. A, because the pressure's off, right? Mm-hmm. So you can enjoy the festive nature of Christmas time. And so Christmas in July is not all that outrageous for those who like to plan ahead. And then especially when you give the gift, and guess what? There's no bill because it's already been taken care of. So you don't have to look forward to that in January. There's a lot of good reasons to think about it now. Stop by Brian Jewelry in Prattville to talk ideas, because they can take your idea and turn it into a reality. And it's just part of the experience they bring to the table after 63 years serving the preferred community. You can reach them at 1778 East Main and visit online at brianjewelry.com. It is 8:37.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. So here's the setup today. We have a stalled frontal system in Central and South Alabama that's just draped across the state. That will be the focus for showers and storms. You add in a little bit of daytime heating, almost like spices, and all of a sudden you have scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon and this evening. Although we're noting on the radar already this big cluster of storms in West Alabama that is slowly evolving eastward, so we may get an early start on the storms today. High temperature depends on how much sun filters through. I'll say up to a 90 or low 90s. Mid-70s for a low tonight, very humid. And then tomorrow, a routine day. More like middle 90s for a high, with a heat index near 105. And only random and isolated storms. Coverage about 20 to 30% tomorrow. So the rain chances go down tomorrow. Then, late Friday night into Saturday, we look for clusters of storms, which could some of which could be strong. It could start in the wee hours of Saturday morning. We'll be watching that carefully. Sunday, storms thin out. Right now, this morning, with a few clouds and 94% relative humidity, the temperature is 77 at 8:38.
And just a reminder, tomorrow, sort of an interesting conclusion of the week on the show, as we welcome world-famous, those of you who watch Fox News, see him on there all the time, Alan Dershowitz will be our guest, and I'm very, very proud. I have second chance to interview him. Last time was when he was representing Mike Tyson, mm-hmm, in that rape situation in Indianapolis, and my first words to him were, "I got to be honest with you, sir, I really despise your client." And he said, "Most people do." Mm-hmm. He said, "I'm just doing what we as lawyers do, which is to give somebody..." The way he explained it, he didn't talk down. He's just got such a ready answer for anything, because he's so well versed in the Constitution and other things.
He's had some difficult times too, right? I mean, he's had wasn't he almost disbarred, and didn't he almost go through he went through some financial strengths too?
I'm not sure about that. We're going to talk about his new book,
right?
I'm just glad to have a second chance to talk to the guy, because he's had a very busy year, and he's on Fox News like almost every day.
Do you love how they brought him into the OJ thing, and they all have big egos, all of those guys on that dream team.
Yep,
and he was not necessarily popular with Shapiro, right?
No, well, Bob Shapiro, you talk about egos. He was the guy that wanted to, run the show. That was his deal. And he felt like, anybody else is going to take some of the... Because they, for all of them, what was it? The dream team, the publicity, that was a career-making thing for those guys. Mm-hmm. So it's, in a way, kind of easy to understand why they would be that way. Avon, let's talk to Smoke and Otis real quick. Hello?
Hey, good morning. I'll make it real quick. Emily, did you... when is the baseball thing you're supposed to go to? Is that last night or tonight?
It's Saturday night.
It's Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Have you committed to throwing the first pitch yet?
I have.
Good, good. I hope to be there for that.
Well, and Greg, don't mock me too hard.
Do what?
I said don't make fun of me too much, because
I wouldn't do that to you.
Well, I
hope
appreciate
you throw it right down there and blaze everybody out.
Right. My ticket to the big leagues.
And Greg, do I have just a second just to give a shout out to one of your sponsors, please?
Sure.
Yes, yeah, so Lewis Lawn, man. I had to go back out there and get my blade sharpened for the second time this year. Thank you very much, Rich.
Yeah. It's, grass is growing like crazy.
It really is. So anyway, I just want to give them a shout out. They're some really top-notch people out there, Greg.
They are fantastic. And yeah, it is, you know, when you have a rainier year, you generally do need to get it sharpened an extra time or two, because even though it's grass and we see it as this benign, soft thing, when that blade is spinning at thousands of RPMs and it's hitting wet grass, it dulls the blade, and instead of cutting through it, pushes it down and digs it out. That's how you get brown spots or crop circles on your lawn.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, I just want to give him a good shout out out there, brother, and wish you all a good, good day, man.
Take care. It is, and thanks for choosing Lewis Lawn. It's 842.
You buy Oaks Exterminating. Call Ricky Norsworthy, the bug man at Oaks Exterminating, for prompt professional pest control. That's Oaks Exterminating, 265-6674.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still working that accident scene on Highway 14 between Wetumpka and Tallahassee. Be very careful up there. That's around Robinson Hill Road. A head-on collision there a little bit earlier. Still got traffic messed up in that area. As far as 85 southbound between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, that's all cleaned up now. So 85 is the speed limit right all the way through town. 65 is too. Don't see too much around the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway. It's looking real good. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter has a good selection of two-wheel and four-wheel drive pre-runner Tacomas just in time for the upcoming tailgating season. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The $3 million free play frenzy is on at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Stop by your favorite Wind Creek Casino in August and September to find out how you could win free play every week for a year. And at our grand prize drawings in September, you could win $500 free play every week for 20 years. So join the frenzy at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about the marina. We rent out boats. That's right. We got some pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card and a little common sense, and we can fix you up there. We also have some slips for rent. We've got a few left if you want to leave your boat down here for a month or two. I have a boat launch down here. If you're looking for a place to put your boat in the river, you can find it right down here. All that will get you going at the marina. Now let's talk about fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got fryers, steamers, and grills, and we keep them going all day long, Wednesday through Sunday. So y'all check that all out at CapitalOysterBar.com, and we got a menu. Let me tell you about this Sunday. We're going to live entertainment. Selwyn Birchwood's back in town. Winner of the 2013 International Blues Challenge. He's been playing all over the world. Lives down in Tampa now, and we're glad to catch him coming through Montgomery. So that's Selwyn Birchwood, Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Capital Oyster Bar. Y'all get on down here soon and come hungry.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Capital Chevrolet and Capital City Ace Hardware, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet, Capital City Ace Hardware, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. Newstalk 93.1, WACV, Newstalk 93.1.
Continuing the big purge. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Celebrities can buy their services that are set up that can create, you know, like 100,000 Twitter followers that don't really exist.
Right.
But if it's important to a celebrity to boost their total, they can do that. And now Twitter is doing away with a lot of that. We're getting a hold of Randy Burkhalter so we can do our morning maroon with him. But while we're waiting for Randy to come to the phone, you wanted to talk about something going on.
This is a great thing. This is a teddy bear drive. Now, what is it? This teddy bear is for cops and kids. Now, here's the deal. Our friends over at Metro Fitness are collecting teddy bears. And this is for first responders to provide comfort to children suffering from a traumatic event, like, you know, like a fire or something. So they're collecting teddy bears. This is really cool. So all you have to do is go by Metro Fitness, drop off a teddy bear. They got a couple of big barrels there, and I think it's a great program in cooperation with the Montgomery Police Department. Teddy bears for cops and kids. Go to Metro Fitness and just drop off them today. They're over on Halcyon Park Drive, and this is through the end of the month. Okay,
love that idea.
Yeah.
And those are nice folks over there at Metro Fitness. All right, we are at 8:49. Former Secretary of State Jean Kerry.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. Duh. It's time for today's Morning Maroon nominees. And we always turn to the reason country wisdom. But Randy Burkhalter of the Bramble Farm Center helped us judge the dumbest of the dumb. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Hey.
We start in Memphis today. Okay. There's a woman there named Faith Pugh.
Pew, pew.
Saturday night, Faith went on a date with a 21-year-old guy named Kelton Griffin she knew from back in her high school days. He had texted her out of the blue, asked her out, and she said very enthusiastically,
yes.
I'll go out with you.
Yes.
But he showed up without a car, so she had to drive them in her Volvo.
Mm-hmm.
When she stopped for gas, he asked if she'd run inside to get him a cigar. She did, and while she was inside the store,
he stole the car.
Stole the car.
Oh, boy.
Now, that's bad enough, right? How's that for a first date?
21-year-old.
You know why he stole it?
What?
So he could go out on a date with somebody else.
Oh!
Horrible.
And it turned out the woman he was going on a date with was Faith's god sister.
Oh, my gosh. What a small world.
Wow.
What a small world.
This guy never bothered to check some of the features on the car, like GPS, so he was quickly arrested. And just as a kicker, he made them pay for the tickets to the movie that they went to see, too. And this guy, there's a real
piece of work.
Okay.
Gonna tough to beat him. A guy called 911 to see if he had any warrants out for his arrest. Mm-hmm. And there was a time that can happen. Over something that's not really a big deal, but, you know, failed to pay one of those photo parking tickets. Maybe it didn't come in the mail or something. Right. They can put a warrant out on you for a lot of different reasons. The good news is the police said, no, there are no warrants on you, but here's the bad news. You just misused 911, so you're under arrest, and now he's facing a $500 fine and 30 days in jail.
Mm. All right.
And the last Morning Maroon nominee involves a horse.
Of course.
And we're going to skip it.
Oh.
Did you, he just read the...
he just read the rest and said, no, we're not going to do that one.
Not going to do that one.
Not on this program.
But we got two good ones that we can talk about on the radio. And I like the first guy. I mean,
the 21-year-old.
He must have something going for him. He can get two women to go out with him and steal a car and go on a second date.
He must have something going for him.
Kind of gets the dual award, maroon, and kind of creativity.
Yeah. Misused creativity.
Misused creativity.
Yeah. Let's go with him.
Let's give it to the horse.
What a maroon.
Give it to the horse.
And to accept that award. All right, at 8:52, Randy, I got bad news.
Put it on me, bro.
I got to completely plow out my tomatoes.
No.
No, I brought in the one...
we saw it.
I mean, one little cherry tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nothing. The rest of them are just nothing.
Oh, they'll do. They'll come back.
They will?
Matter of fact, we have ours, you know, we plant ours out here because we don't have time to really garden at home, so we always plant stuff out here. We just did cut ours back. We kind of pruned them back and put a little fertilizer on them. Mm. And they look like... they look rough, put it that way. But a little time, a little cooler weather, they'll start coming back. Tomatoes don't really like super fertilizer.
That's interesting because, man, last year they just grew like crazy, and I was picking tomatoes daily.
And I was eating them.
And this year, and I'm just disappointing Rich. He's been treating me shabbily ever since I made him aware that there aren't any fresh tomatoes yet, Rich.
Shabbily.
Well, now, I'll give you another alternative, too.
Okay.
You can pluck them up. And there is actually still plenty of time to replant, you know, tomatoes we have still yet. Have plenty of tomatoes, different varieties.
Well,
so there is, in our climate here, we can easily get two tomato crops.
Well, then maybe I will give my friend Papa John a call. I'll pull him out. He can turn the dirt over, and we can put him back in and try again. How about that?
Sure can. Matter of fact,
I feel better already.
Plenty of time to grow beans, squash, okra, just any number, but pretty well, you name it. I wouldn't go heavy into corn right now.
See, if I hadn't talked to you and gotten your advice, I would have just gone home and said, forget it.
Ain't
gonna...
under.
Yeah, and I would have lost the chance to give them a second opportunity.
Do not resuscitate.
Don't be afraid to cut them back. Don't cut the main stem. But trim off all that, you know, how under the bottom the leaves start dying.
Yeah.
Trim off all that stuff.
I'll kinda be out there with my pruning shears.
Give them a good haircut. Put a little fertilizer around them. And they'll perk up.
That sounds like a plan.
Talk to them nice.
Remember when people used to talk to their plants and all that?
Yeah, remember they said...
hello, sunshine.
Yeah, they said if you yell at them... It has an effect.
Well, yesterday we learned that aphids, remember, Randy, I think we told you this Tuesday, loud rock and roll will scare ladybugs off plants so they won't eat the aphids, then the aphids eat the soybeans.
So don't be playing a bunch of loud rock and roll.
AC/DC.
Plant your soybeans.
Yeah. And, of course, at Prattville Farm Center, they can help you. Of course, we mentioned our award-winning horse just a moment ago, but they do have a huge equestrian section at Prattville Farm Center.
And speaking of a horse, you know, sometimes, as with anything that's alive, things, it comes a time to when it's more humane to in the animal world to put them down. And we do horse burials. We had a lady call us, has an older horse. He's going to have to put down, but, you know.
You also,
I hate to talk about those things,
they are a part of life. And actually, we had to go through that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A long time ago, but it was... There wasn't, it was the humane thing to do. And
did you have a problem finding somebody to bury it? Or
Actually, we did not, but because it was all part of the same service. But
same service, yeah. Well, it's a blessing when you don't, because, I mean, sometimes it's just hard to find somebody that'll come out and do that. But with us, you just pick up the phone and call.
And my grandpa was a farmer, and he told me all about those things. You know, life on the farm teaches you more, you know, living on a farm teaches you more about life, death, and the way of the world than almost any other experience.
It's a dose of reality.
They've got everything you need to keep your dog alive and well and healthy with locally made, the freshest dog food for all types of dogs at a great price. Tools, you name it, they got at Preble Farm Center. Your hours, please.
Yes, sir. We're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 to 2 on Saturday.
All righty, Randy, we appreciate you, man.
Thank y'all.
Thanks.
I'll give you a tomato update Tuesday.
I'm looking forward.
Thanks.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-6775. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-600-6775. That's 1-800-600-6775.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners, you can save hundreds or even thousands.